Chapter 1. The Red Ocean Strategy. Red ocean strategies involve competing in existing markets where the waters are bloody with competition. These markets are saturated, and businesses often find themselves in a fierce battle for market share. In red oceans, companies focus on outperforming their rivals, leading to a cycle of intense competition that can stifle profitability and innovation. The authors use the term red ocean to describe these competitive environments, where the only way to succeed is by taking market share from others, which often results in price wars and reduced margins. The study showed that 92 out of the 108 businesses analyzed adopted red ocean strategies, yet they only accounted for 39% of the total profits. This indicates that competing head-on in saturated markets is not the most effective way to achieve long-term profitability. Chapter 2. The Blue Ocean Strategy. In contrast, blue ocean strategies focus on creating new markets or redefining existing ones to make the competition irrelevant. These markets are characterized by innovation and value creation. Instead of fighting for market share, companies in blue oceans look for unmet needs and new customer segments. By doing so, they create demand and open up new opportunities for growth. The study found that the 16 companies that adopted blue ocean strategies generated 61% of the total profits. These businesses went on to dominate their markets for 10 to 15 years, highlighting the sustainability of this approach. Chapter 3. Case Study. Casella Wines and Yellowtail. Casella Wines, with its Yellowtail brand, is a prime example of a blue ocean strategy. Instead of competing with established wine brands, Casella focused on attracting non-wine drinkers, such as beer and cocktail consumers. They identified that these potential customers found wine purchasing intimidating, the taste unpleasant, and the image too elitist. By addressing these pain points, Casella created Yellowtail, a wine that was easy to drink, fun, and affordable. They eliminated traditional winemaking practices like aging and reduced the variety to just two types of wine. They raised the freshness and drinkability, making it more appealing to non-wine drinkers. Additionally, they created a simple, approachable label and a standardized bottle design, drawing inspiration from the beer industry. This approach led to the creation of a new category of wine that appealed to a broader audience. Yellowtail became the best-selling wine in Australian and United States history, demonstrating the power of the Blue Ocean Strategy. Chapter 4. The Four Actions Framework. To achieve value innovation and create blue oceans, businesses can use the Four Actions Framework. Eliminate, reduce, raise, and create. 1. Eliminate. Identify which factors the industry takes for granted that can be eliminated to reduce costs and simplify the product. Casella Wines eliminated the aging process and reduced inventory variety. 2. Reduce. Determine which factors should be reduced well below the industry standard. Casella reduced the complexity of choosing wines. 3. Raise. Identify which factors should be raised well above the industry standard. Casella raised the drinkability and approachability of their wines. 4. Create. Determine which factors should be created that the industry has never offered. Casella created a new fun wine category with simple labeling and a standardized bottle design. By applying these four actions, businesses can break out of red oceans and sail into blue waters of new market space. Chapter 5. Another example, 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy provides another example of a blue ocean strategy. The company created a new market for mini energy drinks, dominating with a 93% market share, despite competition from major brands like Coke and Red Bull. But innovating within the energy drink market and focusing on convenience and effectiveness, 5-Hour Energy maintained a strong lead and continues to dominate this new category. Conclusion: Blue Ocean Strategy encourages businesses to move away from head-to-head competition in saturated markets and instead focus on innovation and creating new demand in untapped markets. By employing strategies like those used by Casella Wines and 5-Hour Energy, companies can find new opportunities for growth and profitability. The core message is to make the competition irrelevant by redefining the market space, creating value innovation, and addressing unmet customer needs. This strategic approach not only leads to sustained success, but also fosters a more dynamic and less contentious business environment. For those interested in applying these insights, the book provides actionable frameworks and examples to guide businesses in creating their own blue oceans. Whether you are an entrepreneur or a business leader, Blue Ocean Strategy offers valuable lessons on how to innovate and thrive in today's competitive landscape.